Sunday, April 15th, 2012. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. And today we're going to be talking about increasing your opportunities through your auto signature. Now, I mean, how cool is that? I mean, we have this thing that we use all the time and we never pay it any mind. And yet, it can provide some free advertising space for you. So, lots to cover. Let's get right down to business. Now, if you're like most people and you use an auto signature, you're going to typically have things like your, I mean, obviously your name, right? Duh. And you're also going to have contact information such as your direct line, your cell phone number, perhaps your website. You might even have some of your social networking information in there. Well, I'm not here to tell you to change that. That's the good news. What I'm talking about, if you just kind of go a little bit below your auto signature, you can just go right in and add a PS. And what's cool about these PSs, they can generate some opportunity for you, number one. And number two, you tend to forget about them. It's kind of like, again, it's on autopilot. So it can be a really fantastic opportunity for you. So let me give you several suggestions on how you might use a PS in your auto signature. So the first thing that you can do, item number one, is you can point towards additional products and services that you offer. Now, let's have a quick timeout on that. If this is especially valuable to you, if there are other things that you offer, and yet maybe you have clients that only go to you for one or two things, and meanwhile you have just tons of other things, and they're going up the road for them. They're going to your competitors because they've kind of pigeonholed you. They've looked at you as their supplier for A or A and B. And meanwhile, you just have lots of things you can be offering them. So the PS can be a fantastic way to kind of smile at those things. Again, I say smile at them because it's a soft sell. It's not something that's aggressive or just the epitome of a bad infomercial. It's just a very subtle thing. So the way that you can kind of do this or phrase this is you can have something like, P.S. Did you know we also offer? And you fill in the blank. That could be something that you can do. You can also phrase it as, ask me about, and fill in the blank, our blank services. There's something else that you can do if you have Outlook, and I'm sure there's other programs where you can use this, but I know for a fact you can do this in Outlook. You can, instead of a PS, you could put a graphic in there, and you could have a graphic that says, check it out. And you can have something, again, that's colorful and flashy, and people can see that. And again, the eye gets drawn to that. Think about that. In fact, there's lots and lots of studies that say that that's one of the places where people go when they're scanning an email. They go to the PS. So why not take advantage of it as free advertising space? So again, you can use a graphic. You could have things in there that say, ask me about, fill in the blank, or you can have, did you know, to kind of educate them. So that's item number one. Let's go to item number two. This is where we kind of take the concept in item number one of kind of smiling at some of the other things we do, but we're going to add some mystery and some proof to this whole thing. Now, let me give you an example. And this example that I'm about to give you comes from the printing industry. It doesn't matter what industry it comes from. You can make it your own. That's going to be your mission as you listen to this and figure out, how can I make this mine, right? So I know of a printer, and they have a PS in there where they put this concept of putting a little bit of mystery and some proof in there. And what they say is, it's something like, P.S. Ask me about how we can help you realize double-digit response rates on your next mailing. So now here's a printer that a lot of people just say, okay, well, I only go to them for printing, but yet they can design campaigns and they can actually handle the mailing. So this is a way to kind of get people saying, hey, tell me about that. I'm curious. You piqued my interest. So that's something that you can do right there. And it works very, very well. Now, a quick timeout for you. What I want you to do is just kind of ponder this one. When you have some thinking time this week, or maybe now you might want to just kind of pause the podcast and think about it. Think about your products and services and think beyond the products and services, almost like that old thing. All right, let's get away from features and think about the benefits. So think about the end result of what you do, and maybe some words to kind of guide your thinking and spark some really cool ideas of your own. Think about things like, how do you reduce things or increase, decrease, and put that in there somehow with a little bit of mystery and get them, kind of look at it like this. I mean, I'm sorry if I'm equating this to food, but you want to give them a potato chip. You can't eat just one. Or maybe if you're not a potato chip fan, maybe you're a popcorn fan. You can't just eat one. So we want to kind of get them hungry so that they're reaching for that whole bag and you can provide them with more information. And hey, the whole point of this is not so that a PS leads immediately into a sale. We want it to generate chatter, generate a conversation between you and not only prospects, but your clients. So let's move on to the next item. Brings us to item number three. The next thing that you can do, and some of these we're going to whip right through. Item number three, you can smile. Again, I'm using that quite intentionally. Smiling is not over the top aggressive in your face selling. Smiling, it's kind of like, it's very subtly positioning as it, hey, it's there if you want to check it out. So you can smile at your blog post or smile at an opportunity to have them sign up for your blog. Now, a lot of people right about now ask me, well, wait a minute, Paul, should I have my prospects and clients signing up for my blog or the company blog? Well, I think why have it either or? Why not both? They buy you, they buy the company. The only little word of caution that I have, if sending them to your blog would hurt the overall relationship, don't. I mean, if you're selling widgets and yet you're blogging about horses, I probably would not do that. But if it's something that you can position yourself as a thought leader and you can demonstrate your expertise, why not do that? So, and in some cases, let's face it, you might have either or. You might either have a personal blog or a company blog, but send them there. And the way you can word that, again, I'm not going to quit my day job to become a copywriter, but I want to get you thinking of a better way to do this. You could put PS for free, fill in the blank tips. So in my case, for free sales tips delivered to your inbox, click here. And just hyperlink the click here so that when they click on it, it goes right to wherever you want them to go. Let's go on to item number four. You're taking the same concept we just talked about with getting them to where you're smiling at your blog, and you're going to put some fun and mystery, kind of like that potato chip thing we were talking about. So what you can do is you can kind of, instead of just coming right out and saying, in essence, check out my blog or for free tips delivered to your inbox, click here. What you might want to do is do something like, P.S. click here to find out what blank, blank, and blank have to do with buying widgets. And I've seen people do this very, very well. They'll kind of take two or three items that you would say, my goodness, what does that have to do with anything? And it sparks someone interest enough to say, man, I got to get closure to this. Let me find out what Castain was talking about, that crazy guy, right? And they click on it. But I mean, the key is obviously to make sure that you have tied it in somehow. So that might be another approach. And again, I've seen it work very, very nicely. So let's go on to item number five. Use your PS to smile at your social networking efforts. Now, I know a lot of people say, I'm already doing that, Paul. I've got it in my auto signature. I have the little icons for LinkedIn and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. Well, if it's been there forever, I'm here to tell you that people might not be looking at it. Their eye has been trained to no longer look there. There's nothing new. So maybe put something in your PS. And you could put something like, P.S., let's connect on LinkedIn and have a little link to, ready for this, wait for it, LinkedIn. Or you could even do something else. You can, if you're on Twitter, you might put something like, for daily, and if you sell software, obviously, for daily software tips, follow me, us, on Twitter, and put the link there. That's something else that you can do. Again, we want to intrigue them. And those of you have been following me for a while know that I think that there's tremendous value in any relationship having different places you hang out and not always in the same place. So what you can do with Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn is show different sides of your personality. And you can also have different places where you can hang out as a business. And the other part of this, which is important, you're going to find that some people are very active only in one place. And maybe you were connected on LinkedIn, but they're all over Twitter. This opens up your options and you get to monitor them and interact with them. And even because people, it's a riot. And those of you listening to this who are on social media will agree with me. There are, on like, say, Twitter, the things that people put out there, it's almost like, they think that they're writing it privately and they're putting these things out, thoughts and irritations and frustrations and even things that they're celebrating out for the whole world to interact with it. So if you can position yourself into those things and understand some of and hear and relate to some of the things that your clients and prospects are saying, it gives you yet another opportunity to show up and provide value because you know what's on their mind. So that's another thing that you can do. So let's go on to item number 6. We're just racing through these things. You can point towards freebies. If you give away free things on your website, you want to provide some value and let people know, hey, we're giving these things away. Now, for example, and I hope this isn't like a bad infomercial on my part, I give away free things on my website. I hope that by now you know that on my website, I actually have a tab right up at the top. And if you don't know, you're about to find out, right? I'm letting the mystery out. In the upper right-hand corner, I have something that says, free stuff, you're welcome. And you click on it, and I have all kinds of free PDFs and ebooks and resources and little posters and stuff that you can print out. But the problem is, people don't have me and my free stuff on the brain. So I need to remind them every once in a while. So yes, I'll remind them in blog posts. I'm reminding you now on a podcast, but I can also remind you in my PS. So I might put something like this. And again, word it for the way that would fit your style, personality, culture, all that kind of stuff. Here's how I word it. PS, for a whole page of free stuff, click here. Something like that. So let's go on to item number 7. You can use the PS to inspire, and this is one of my favorite things to do. I hope, if nothing else, you write this one down and you circle it and you put those arrows in your journal right now that says, over here, dude, you've got to check this out. You can use your PS to inspire an easy to create testimonial from your clients. So what you can do, think about this. This is kind of a different approach for PS. You could sprinkle in a little PS that says something like the level of service I provide. Replying to this email with a few specifics would help me attract more great clients like you. So that's a nice, easy thing that you can do, folks. Again, see, here's the thing with testimonials. I see two problems with them. Problem number one, hate to go there, but we're going to go there, girlfriend. A lot of salespeople just don't want to ask for them. They feel funny. Well, guess what? This is a nice, easy way where you're kind of asking for it, but you're not asking for it, right? It's in the PS. The other thing, too, is that sometimes clients have good intentions to do it, but they're just so busy. But think about this. This is impulsive. They could just respond to the email with a few thoughts. Boom, you've got a testimonial. So don't be hesitant to at least try that out. I have never had anybody that I've recommended this to or whenever I've used it write me back and say, how dare you ask for a testimonial and get offended. And guess what? If they do, they're probably the wrong person to be doing business with, right? Either that or maybe they didn't take their meds that day. So next, and we are wrapping up on this note, and then we'll go through a few other pointers for you. But this is the final one, the final way that you can use your PS. Have it point towards your events, the lunch and learns, webinars that your company might be doing. So here's something kind of cool that you could do. You could put PS, join us for our free clients only webinar by clicking here. That's a great way to provide value to your clients, having some free things that let them know that they're appreciated and kind of like they're in a unique club. I mean, if they're buying from you, they get these extra. This is like all that value added stuff that we drop so freely as salespeople, but we never really go the extra mile to do. So again, your PS can smile at those efforts. Now you might be saying, yeah, but it's up on our website. Yeah, but your clients aren't always going to your website. This gently guides them by the hand back to your website to sign up. How cool is that? So there are a few things. There are three final thoughts. These are very important. And again, if you haven't been jotting this down, I'm going to ask you to jot these down. Item number one, you absolutely must change out your PSs every 2 weeks. And the reason why is that you want to train people to continually have their eye go to your PS and see what's going on. So if you're continually changing it out every 2 weeks, you're kind of conditioning them to continue to look. But if you're not doing it, it's like your auto signature as it is right now. I know people that have had the same tired motivational quote on there for 3 years. Nobody's going to keep looking because you've trained them not to. It's always been the same quote for years. So why would they look? So that's the thing. But there's another reason why you want to do this. In fact, you want to go a step further with this when you're changing it out. What you want to do is you want to create. In fact, I'm going to encourage you to have some homework when you leave this podcast in a few minutes. I want to encourage you to create right out of the gate six of these PSs in advance. And here's the reason for it. If you create them in advance, it's easy to change them out every 2 weeks. But if every 2 weeks you got to sit there and put on your creative hat and try to think about, all right, what the heck am I going to put a PS about? It can become a pain in the neck, right? So why even go there? So most people, and this is like a Castain classic that I do. Every one of my clients, every one of my coaching clients, sooner or later, we have this session where we talk about PSs. And I always say to them, here's what I want you to do. I want you to create six and get them back to me. And I offer them some coaching and some direction on it. But I always ask them, hey, just out of curiosity, how long did it take you to create six PSs? I don't think I've ever had anybody tell me that it took them more than 15 minutes to do. So for 15 minutes, you can get some incredible return on this. But last but not least, the other reason why you want to create these in advance is so that you avoid some seat of your pants, spur the moment type of thing, because we both know the quality is not going to be there if you do that. So think them out in advance and do that. But here's where we can kick this up a notch. You ready for this? The way that we can do this, and this goes out to all the sales managers out there, the vice presidents of sales, business owners, anybody who can call a meeting. Heck, if it's you as a sales rep, if you can call a meeting on this, this is a great way to demonstrate some really superior leadership skills. Why not get people on your team together to have a PS meeting? And again, I'm not a big fan of meetings, mostly because most meetings, pardon my French, they suck. We talk about the wrong things. We pull sales reps out of the field and we talk about Jane's numbers and Bob's numbers and all that nonsense. Or maybe if you're a real dictator of a leader, you're going to sit there and beat everybody up in front of each other. Not bueno. That's not good. But something like this where you tell everybody, all right, number one, listen to Castain's podcast, right? That's number one. Number two, I want you to create six PSs. The guy's going to tell you to create six PSs. I want you to create six PSs and bring them to the meeting. Now, if you can't call a meeting or if you're against having a meeting, no problem. At least do this. Have everybody give them like a week to do this, or even 48 hours, whatever you want to do, right? Give them a time period though, so that it's a real firm deadline, and say, listen, create these six, send it to me in a Word doc. Now your job as the leader or somebody who is just going to lead this initiative is going to be cut and paste and compile a document that you're going to get right back out to the team. Here's the cool thing about this. If you go ahead and you get only 10 people, and I know there's people listening to this right now that have a heck of a lot more than 10 people on their sales team, but if you would only have 10 people participate in this, you'd have 60 PS messages, which is going to be over 2 years of these PSs, and this is how you leverage the brain power of your team. So that's kind of it, folks. There you have it. Some ideas on how you can utilize the PS to generate some more opportunities, maybe opportunities you don't have now, and utilize some underutilized advertising space that happens to be free. And before we go, I just want to point out two things for you. The first thing is this, is that I always like to do this. If you found value in this podcast, and if you follow my blog, please double back, go to the tab. I pointed you before to the free stuff. Here's the tab that's not free, sorry, but got to pay the rent. But if you click on the tab that says Hire Paul, it's going to tell you all the things that I do to provide value to my clients in terms of everything from one-on-one coaching. I train entire sales organizations. I do consulting. I do keynote speeches. It'll take you through all the things that I do. And last but not least, I want to let you know that this week, and again in 2 weeks from now, we're going to have a two-part webinar that we're offering. And it's going to be on presentation skills. Now, just a real quick thought about this. There's a lot of people that say, yeah, but you know what, Paul, I don't make speeches. Or, yeah, I don't want to be Tony Robbins. Well, I'm here to tell you that whether you're getting up in front of just a huge crowd, or you're presenting your ideas to one person, or two, or three, or even many decisions right now in sales are being made by committee. No matter what, folks, you're making a presentation. So what I've done is I've put together a webinar. Part one is going to be dealing with how do we present our ideas and solutions with a greater degree of impact in more of a one-on-one type of environment. Part two is when you're getting up in front of two or more people, bigger crowds, and how to handle it. We're going to be addressing everything from your nerves, how to open and close with a higher degree of impact, how to handle Q&A in a way that keeps things moving, even a little something in there. Those of you who have ever done Q&A, how do you get through that awkward moment when you open it up for questions and you got the crickets going on? There's nothing, man. Nobody is like asking you anything and it gets weird. How do you handle that? Well, you're going to have to tune in and see for yourself. So what I'd like to encourage you to do, if that sounds like something of interest to you, if you go back to my website, yoursalesplaybook.com, and you go to the same post where you clicked on to get to this podcast today, all the juicy details will be there for you. So with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com, and I'm wishing you an awesome week ahead. Go get it.